Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Pete Rose logged more hits in baseball history than anyone else. No one has come close to breaking his record. But he was also at the center of one of the game's biggest scandals, a scandal that changed baseball forever. In the new book, Charlie Hustle, New York Times bestselling author Keith O'Brien chronicles Pete Rose's spectacular rise and fall. Drawing on firsthand interviews with Rose himself and his associates, this is Pete Rose as we've never seen him before. Buy Charlie Hustle, available wherever books are sold.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Good morning. The Big Show is on the radio. Hang over your local news, weather, and sports.
This is His Royal Majesty King Vidor, slayer of the Visigoths, destroyer of the Mongol, and aggravator of the Ottoman Empire. Oh, listening to my two royal jesters, those gap-toothed barbarians, John Boy and Billy, on Ye Old Big Show. Arise, Sir Lord of Beef! Arise, Duke of Ellington! Arise, Water of Ten! Essence of Myrrh! Milk of Magnesia!
Rooster says,
cock-a-doodle-doo!
Up and at 'em! Let's get it up!
Is that the one that used to tour with the Roadrunner?
See all this new material he's digging back up now that he's got a grandchild?
It's Thursday, June 8th. John Boy, Billy, Tater, Pillars, Randy, Yellow, Jackie, Handy in the booth making this thing happen.
Big That's day. One of your musical role models.
Uh-oh, what is day. It?
Bob Skaggs.
Oh, boy.
Is 79
Bob
today.
Bob Skaggs, no boss. Might have to pay homage to him a little later.
Oh, Doyle, don't.
No.
My plan is working perfectly.
Let's not get the band back together.
Go out in the garage and get my guitar.
No.
What about my trumpet?
I'll get the guitar.
It's in my garage. All right. Hey, man, my wonderful thing of the week is not like from the office this time. It's from our wall of fame at our old studio location.
What? Not to be confused with the wall of shame.
Yeah, with our current events quiz losers.
Right.
No, we left them there. We'll
right.
Right. This is a frame photo of John Boy and Billy with Hermie and Elliot Sadler and Lee Greenwood, mm-hmm. with frame included.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It's taken from our wall of fame in old studio. You can see it at thebigshow.com. Register to win it. We give it away tomorrow at the beginning of the final hour of the show. All right? Well, we got 3 days in history saved up. Let's get our winning beginning here this Thursday morning. We're awake. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize package today, a custom LS Tractor Big Frig Cooler. If you go to lstractorusa.com, find your local dealer. Learn why customers decide to start blue and stay blue. Our 3 dates in history right here, where we get our categories. Listen up. June 8th, it was 1896. The first car was stolen.
Or as I said back then, the car was stolen.
I don't think it was the first car. It was the first car to be stolen.
Oh, okay, that's what it was. Okay. Then, all right. So I wonder, was it a Ford? I guess Henry Ford, did they have others by then?
Yeah, well, actually, Fords weren't first. It was Mercedes, really.
Yeah. But you had to go to Germany to steal one of them.
Yeah, Daimler. Daimler.
And then he started eating people.
No, that's Daimler Chrysler.
Started a life of crime. All right, well, let's move up to 1937. The world's largest flower bloomed in New York Botanical Garden.
Now, how do you know it's the world's largest flower?
Look at it, man. It's a giant Sumatran calla lily.
Not even close.
No,
none of them.
Sumatran.
From the island of Sumatra.
Ah, how about that?
In the Pacific.
Well, it measures a big old lily. Mm. It measured 8.5 feet high, 4 feet in diameter, and its distinctive fragrance, like that of a rotting corpse.
Oh, well, let's get some of those.
Yeah, so the botanical people were all over that. Oh, yeah, we got to have those.
So they went in and it just stunk so bad. Just look at it and get out as soon as possible.
They would just break it out at the end of the day to get everybody to leave.
And finally, it was on this date in 03. Police in Stillwater, Oklahoma, arrested a 20-year-old man during a construction job interview when employees recognized him as the man that was videotaped robbing the company the day before.
Oh.
Needless to say, he didn't get the job. Mm-hmm. So it's probably there saying, "Oh, this is like a pretty good place to work."
A lot of good stuff around here.
Well, there you go. There's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. As you toll free line across America, we play Outburst next. Thursday morning, June the 8th, got the Big Show on the radio, and we got you a brand new video of the day. How about a big bowl of nope? I've eaten a lot of shrimp in my life, but never like this. And we were in Japan for a week, hungry.
Yeah.
Well, y'all check it out and see what you think at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's get the winning.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Tim from Galax, Virginia.
We'll have a big show time.
Tim. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Hey, man. Welcome in here. All right, Tim. Well, let's get you through these categories, Tim. Get you a big old, well, actually, it is a big frig cooler from LS Tractor. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, man.
All right, in 5 seconds, 3 items thieves will steal. Mm. Ready, go.
Jewelry, cash, cars.
Bam. Now give us 3 flowers. Ready, go.
Lily, daisy, rose.
Yeah. And don't forget the giant Sumatran calla lily.
Nope. Nope.
Okay. And now for the win, 3 things on a construction site. Ready, go.
Workers, lumber, nails.
There you go, buddy. Big Fred Cooler from LS Tracker. Going to get it up to Galax for you, Tim. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you, man. And I'd like to give you and y'all's gang a shout out. Y'all good on the radio, man.
No. I mean, thank you. You talk good on radio, too. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side. Oh, early risers got another playhouse treat right on the other side of it. It's a big show on the radio. The Not Ready with Drive Time Players starting the pizza run right here. Action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Wang Chung GT. As our story opens, a young woman is sitting down with a salesman at Carzar, an automotive dealership in Krasnoyarsk, Russia.
Good morning, miss. I am Viktor Pachenko, and you are?
Natasha Stroganov, darling. I am here to purchase an automobile.
Oh, boy.
Pretty good so far. I see. You should know we are only offering one model at this time.
Only one?
Due to the situation in Ukraine, most of the world is refusing to do business with Russia. The only model we offer is a Chinese subcompact called the Wang Chung GT. And I must warn you, we cannot offer any type of financing.
This is not a problem, darling. I will pay cash.
That's a quick jump from Norway.
Rachel.
Cash, eh?
Yes. All my life, darling, my father promised to buy me an automobile on my 21st birthday. But he became...
But now it's Long Island.
But he became sick and died less than a month before I turned 21. You want me to tell you the story or not?
It started with such promise. Yeah. I am sorry to hear of your loss.
On his deathbed, he gave me this envelope full of cash. Is it enough to pay for an automobile?
Yep, we're in Jamaica.
Hey, let me have a look. Ooh, actually, this is more than enough.
Great, and I would like to drive this. I would like to drive this Wang Chung GT home today, darling. You that's great, not, big, wonderful moose.
That's not saving you, believe me.
Believe me.
Well, I am afraid that is impossible. The Wang Chung GT is back ordered.
So if I buy it today, when will it arrive?
Hey, let me take a look. You see, August 26th.
August 26th.
Of 2027.
2027?
That is the earliest date I can offer.
Fine. Let me make a note on my calendar. Will the Wang Chung GT arrive in the morning or the afternoon?
It will not be here until 2027. Why does it matter if it arrives in the morning or afternoon?
Because, darling, I have a plumber coming that morning.
Son of a...
What was that? We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
I could bump it up to 2026 if you undo those top two buttons.
Tune in again next time. We'll hear the crusty old finance manager at Carzar say...
Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar.
Hogan, darling.
Let me hold the script. There you go.
Thursday morning, Big Show is on the radio. Well, our oldest listener has decided today was a good day for a visit. Usually works us in while he's running an errand or helping somebody out. So let's welcome back to the Big Show the one and only Nerval T. Wheeler. Morning, Nerval. Have a seat.
Thank you, Kurt, John Boy. How y'all doing?
Well, all good on this side, my friend. What brings you out today?
Oh, I just come to see y'all.
No errands?
No, I guess I'm late for the church blooper segment. No, these days I don't have a hankering for mixing with the public no more. No. Too many people are confused about everything.
I hear you.
I used to love to go to that big mall up yonder by the interstate and grab me a cup of coffee there and just sit a spell.
Do a little people watching?
No, doing a little lady watching. Oh. This is the perfect time of year for it. Warm weather got the girlies wearing a little bit less. Always up for a gander.
You rascal.
I'm old. I ain't dead.
What put you off? The crowds?
No. You know, when you can't tell the fellas from the fillies, it's time to hang it up. So I sat there one day last week nursing some of that overpriced coffee, and this good-looking gal in a tight dress saw us past. And I watched her for a while. She's up there ordering some health food joint at the food court there or whatnot. And when she turned around, I saw it.
Careful now.
No. That ain't the kind of it I saw. She had an Adam's apple like Don Knotts. And that Miss Maybelline didn't quite cover that 5 o'clock shadow of hers. She saw me looking and smiled and in a voice deeper than old Bob Goulet said, "Hello, handsome." That was it for Nerbal T. Wheeler.
Well, it's a different world out there, that's for sure.
Oh, well, them folks been around a long time, John Boy. Now, in my day, we used to have a name for them.
What's that?
Milton Berle. That stuff raises a bunch of questions, you ask me. If one of them goes a-missing, do they put their picture on a gallon a half and half? If one of them is a bit overweight, is that a trans fat? Is what they're doing legal, or is it a crime of mail fraud? If they don't get to work on time, are they translate?
Translator.
Astro Nerd wrote me a bunch of these. Now, if they want to be a superhero, do they join the X-Men or the Transformers? I don't reckon I'll live long enough to find answers out to these questions. And considering how it's going, I'm fine with that.
Well, have you ever known a trans person?
Yeah. I knowed a feller that dressed as a girl that used to play at the golf course at that old public course down my way. Me and my no-count friends there was playing one day, and he was playing ahead of us, and we caught up to him at the ninth hole and invited him to play the back nine with us, a buck a hole. Now keep in mind, now I didn't bother to tell my friends that she was really he. Mm. And they thought this good-looking honey was keen on him, which was good for a laugh. He was a pretty good hand. He won the round by a couple of strokes, and we all had such a good time. We all invited him to join us again. It got to be a regular thing, and she always won by a few strokes. Well, one day, we was in a watering hole there nearby getting our whistle wet, and she had a few too many. And she wound up going around the table there, hugging necks and kissing cheeks, and I just sat there smiling. And when she excused herself to the ladies' room, I told the boys the truth. When she come back, they hollered, "You no-count, dirty so-and-so." She asked, "What was wrong? Are you upset I'm not really a woman?" Old Bill said, "Hell no, you've been playing from the ladies' tee all this time. Give us some money back."
Well, did she?
No, she took her clubs and balls and went home.
Well, what you going to do?
Well, I'm going to get myself another cup of this dadgum good coffee and see myself out.
Well, you help yourself.
All righty. Kindly appreciate it. Keep your saddle oiled and your gun greased, and holler if you need me.
Good morning, everybody. You got the Big Show on the radio. Right, Big Show on the radio?
Right!
All right, let's take any news, weather, sports.
This is Spanky from the Yellow Rose, and you're listening to the greatest morning show in recorded history of broadcast radio, the John Boy and Billy Big Show. How big is it? Bigger than my head.
Wow.
And that's big.
Huge.
There you SOB, I read it. Now pay that tab, you AC deadbeat. Son of a...
man. This is a Big Show on the radio for you Thursday, June the 8th. Y'all, let me test y'all's memory here. We talked about this for a while. It was right around this time because it's the anniversary of like what we named the best lawyer ever. It was 1959 on this day, June 8th.
I know you're talking about
that. You got it?
Yeah.
Liberace sued a columnist working for the London Daily Mirror after she implied Liberace was gay. He won the case was awarded about $16,000.
That is the part that got into the title.
Wow. Wow.
There you go.
That's the guy you want in your corner.
Yes.
There you go. All right. He was 1959.
And right after that, Liberace burst into flames. I mean, how? Okay.
So he liked big candles.
Yeah.
And on his piano.
I don't know if you've ever read anything about him, but, you know, he had a boyfriend, a much younger man.
It Scott was probably, Thorson.
There you go. Yeah. And he paid to have cosmetic surgery done to make Scott look like him.
Who was it that did the HBO
Looked like Liberace?
Movie?
Yes. Michael Douglas. He wanted his little boy.
He wanted
to
make
like...
love to himself.
He didn't think too much of himself, did he?
He certainly did.
There is a movie, an HBO movie.
Uh-huh.
Caught, was it Behind the Candelabra?
Behind the Candelabra, that's right, yeah.
And it was Matt Damon was the boyfriend.
Was Scott, and Michael Douglas
and
was
Michael
Liberace.
Douglas was Liberace.
And it was,
really?
He did a great, Michael Douglas, I was stunned. He really did a great job. Mm-hmm.
So you can look that up?
You're probably streaming on whatever HBO over you got.
Okay. I wouldn't look it up, you know, with the family around. You know, this is the kind of thing you want to do when they're out.
I'll come over, make some popcorn.
Okay, now I'll tell you something else weird about Liberace. He had a thing about toilets. He just didn't like to see them.
He liked them or he didn't
did
like them.
Not
I need
like
more
to
information.
See
them. Okay,
did not
I got
like
you.
Him. So in his mansion, he had a toilet that would rise up from the floor, so he could use it, and then it would
then go back.
And it's
back
only about the 12th worst thing about him, weirdest thing about him.
All right. So that movie, Behind the Candelabra.
Candelabra.
Candelabra. Okay, I got it. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. Winner is going to get a Bull Snot prize pack. That's $120 worth of Bull Snot cleaning products made in the USA. Look for Bull Snot at truck stops across America or click on that banner when you go to thebigshow.com. Get all details. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. All right, first, hopefully your kids through the prom that made it all right. We had some requests from Reverend Billy Ray's prom call this year. All right, let's roll that. Start answering the phone. Go, Billy Ray.
Well, good morning there, John Boy and Billy, and good morning to all our beloved friends out there in radio land. This here's Reverend Billy Ray Collins from the Sword of Joshua Independent Full Gospel Pentecostal Assembly, just off State Road 23 on the Frontage Road. Well, friends and neighbors, it's that time of year again. America's diving headfirst into another orgiastic frenzy of deficit spending, and all of it's going toward rewarding the most ungrateful bunch of people in America. We're spending money we ain't got, and we're mortgaging our children's future. That's right. It's high school prom season. Now, we say we believe that children are the future, like that song says. Oh, but we don't think a thing about sending our precious little daughters out dressed like the whore of Babylon with some horny, unsaved underachiever in a rented tux so they can spend 3 or 4 hours twerking in a dark, smelly gym to the family-destructing beat of Ariola Grande and Snoopy dog poo, and then we're all shocked when they come home at 4 o'clock in the morning, all reefered up and pregnant. Well, as any parent of a high school ought to know by now, you can't spell promiscuity without P-R-O-M. Oh, hold on there, preacher. If you're so worried about it, you need to quit being so down on sex education. Moments like this are exactly why we need to teach our youngins about it as part of their education. And you know what? You got a good point. I plumb forgot. The only place kids can learn about sex is in a classroom or on a TV or at the movies or on the computer. Why, modern America is a regular Gobi desert when it comes to information about sex stuff. You ever notice the folks that push the hardest about sex education in a school never seem to have enough time to put in a word or two about abstinence? Oh, they're too busy handing out six packs of condominiums in the school colors. Well, okay, preacher, if you're so smart, how would you handle prom night? I'm glad you asked. And I'm pleased as sugar-free, non-alcoholic punch to invite your hormone-addled teenagers to our annual Sword of Joshua Spring Cotillion and Bible Conference. It'll be Saturday night, May the 19th, at our brightly lit and deeply unromantic church activity center. Once again, our theme for the evening is abstinence makes the heart grow fonder. Mm-hmm. We'll have 2 hours of obsessively chaperoned live entertainment featuring the biblically accurate and downright undanceable sounds of the Peckerwood Brothers Quartet with Sister Willa Meaner. With their laid-back renditions of sanctified classics from the Red Hymnal, why, the only thing your youngins will be shaking is their finger in the face of the backslide. Then after a quick snack of graham crackers and pineapple juice, they'll get a soul-saving gospel smackdown from our guest speaker, Dr. George Beverly D'Angelo, from the Snakes and Sparklers Pentecostal Temple in Hognut, Oklahoma. He'll close it out with a Zach message today's aimless, misguided youth need to hear. Sex can be the most dangerous, diabolical, and degrading activity in the whole world, and you should always save it for somebody you really love. For more information, call the Sword of Joshua Spring Cotillion Hotline at 1-800-YES-AMEN. Lukewarm mainline Christians that still mess with computers can check us out on the FaceTube and InstaTwit. Book now. A carefully measured dose of fully supervised fun is guaranteed for all. Our minds made up, but our doors wide open here at the Sword of Joshua Independent Full Gospel Pentecostal Assembly, just off State Road 23 on the Frontage Road. This here's the Reverend Billy Ray Collins reminding you, and says, time to turn so you don't burn. John Boy and Billy.
Yes, sir.
Y'all have a nice day.
All right. Made it through another season, y'all. We'll be right here next year to help you again. All right. Well, let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Let's review yesterday's question. We found out back in 1978, New York City became the first big city to make it illegal to leave this on public streets and sidewalks.
Dog poop.
Dog poopies. Not the little puppy poopies. Dog poopy. Okay. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. There are now lots of companies offering creative repurposing of this creepy keepsake. For example, you can have them turned into a hand-blown glass sculpture or custom hourglass or maybe a vinyl record with custom audio. There's even a place that'll make them into fireworks or shotgun shells.
What is dog pip?
Oh, sorry.
What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good Thursday morning. It's a big show on the radio, running through your June the 8th. Video of the day. How about a big bowl of nope? You might want to finish your breakfast before you check this one out. And enjoy at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Live across America, it's the Unbelievable Jeopardy.
And now your host, a man who starts the day with a big bowl of...
What are they going to do, fire me?
He's John Moore.
Oh, thank you.
That brings back the most painful parts of my life.
You're welcome. Hey, say hey to Ron out of Hickson, Tennessee. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, man, we are all right. Welcome in here. All right.
Well, thank you. First time caller.
All right. You have Ron there. You got first shot at it, Ron. Let's see if you know. There are lots of companies offering creative repurposing of, quote, this creepy keepsake. For example, you can have them turned into a hand-blown glass sculpture, a custom hourglass, maybe a vinyl record with custom audio, even a place that'll make them into fireworks or shotgun shells. What could it be, Ron?
Well, the creepiest thing I could think of would be human ashes.
All right, so he's saying the old cremation of humans.
Southern, yes.
And that's what it is.
Right.
Officially, I think they're called cremains.
Yeah,
cremains.
Right. Yeah. Okay, wondering about that. Man, I got this old God Mountain, man. We shot some of his ashes out of a shotgun shell. Pulled down the beach.
He didn't know about it, though.
Well, he was dead.
Oh, okay, good. Well,
you know, you wait until after that, usually.
Right. Good point.
Yeah. We had a little service on boats, and we dumped them in different spots, and it meant to us down along the waterway in his fishing spots. And then we took it to Uncle Willie's farm and had this game warden that he always fought with, and he wanted to shoot a shell in honor of Cobb.
Well, that's nice.
He said one time, this game warden had a flat tire. He was on the side of the road, just pulled off the side of the road, and here comes old Cobb Belt, and Cobb pulls over and just start cussing him. He's just cussing him, gets out, gets his spare out of the trunk, gets out, changes his tire, cussing him all the way, puts it down there, puts the jack back in the truck, still cussing, gets in his truck and leaves. I think he wanted to change his tire just so he could cuss him out. Yeah. That's what the game board said. Ain't that something?
That is.
All righty. Well, anyway, thanks for the memories. Hey, Ron, good work, everybody. We'll send you that bull snot prize pack over to Hickson.
All right, guys. Hey, I appreciate y'all.
All right, man. You too, boy. Hang on. All right, here's a plan for the next 20 minutes. Right now, it's your news on the other side, our time capsule. Then 20 minutes, deep thoughts with Mary Jane.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
If you see a faded sign by the side of the road that says 15 miles to the... Got me a hot tub, it's as big as a well, and we're heading on down to the Love Shack. I got the jacuzzi, it seats about 20, so hurry up and bring that hot new honey. Saddam rules at the Love Shack.
Well, it's set right smack in the middle of Iraq. It's a funky old shack, and you better stay back. Soldiers on the front porch, snipers in the driveway, missiles in the backyard, coochies in the hot tub. Saddam Shack is a little place where we
Love Shack, baby.
Love Shack, baby.
Freaking and a rubbing, daddy needs some loving. Wearing next to nothing, cause it's hot as an oven. The whole shack shimmy. The whole shack shimmy. The whole shack shimmies when cluster bombs start dropping around and around and around. Folks lining up outside just to get down.
Everybody's grooving, baby.
Freaky little shack. Freaky little shack.
Yeah.
Hey, girl, you got it going on with your fine self. I mean, you are thick.
Oh, so dumb. You're so crazy.
Hey, where Uday at?
Uday? He getting my car detailed.
Getting my car detailed. Listen at you.
Up in my hot tub, it's as big as a whale, and it's about to set. I got a jacuzzi, it seats about 20. So come on and bring that hot new honey.
The dog shack is a little old place where we can get some booty.
That's what I'm talking about.
Love shack, baby.
Love shack, baby.
Hey girl, who do you like better, Uday or Kuse?
I like the daddy.
No, you didn't.
Saddam, he fine.
Yeah, he old too.
Yo.
Oh, Saddam, where you been?
Who needs a cold one?
I do.
Me too.
I'll be right back.
Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby.
Hey, did anybody else hear that?
Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby.
No, 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 listen. There it is again. Now, don't you hoochies tell me you didn't hear it that time.
Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby.
Oh, look, it's the U.S. money.
Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby. Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby. Bang, bang.
They're at the door, baby.
Bang, bang.
They're right outside.
Bang, bang.
Oh, man, there's nobody.
You are so busted.
Love Shack, baby, Love Shack. Love Shack,
baby,
Love Shack.
Oh, baby, that's where it's at.
Love Shack,
baby, that's where it's at. Dancing and a peeking and hugging and a rubbing at the Love Shack.
John Boy and Billy. Morning radio done right.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. We're rolling through you Thursday, June the 8th. Coming up here in about 20 minutes, we got On Track with Doug Rice. The boys take off to Sonoma in wine country on the left coast this weekend. All right. But right now, all right, turn around, here we go.
And now, Deep Thoughts. With Zach, the weed guy's girlfriend, Mary Jane.
Yo, diddly ho, neighbors. What's up? Y'all good?
I'm good.
Thanks for asking. I'm doing good, too.
You look good.
I've just been sitting around the house, you know, thinking about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear some of it?
Yeah.
Y'all are so cool. So I've been thinking about hiring a pro to come clean my house, but I don't really need one. I just need the threat of a professional house cleaner coming over to get me motivated.
You're trying to scare yourself into getting this.
Them in company. Lately, I spend half my day going room to room trying to figure out what's beeping.
That might be a problem.
I say, show me somebody that doesn't yell at the TV, and I'll show you somebody that doesn't watch sports or the news. I'd like the news better when we got it straight from Huey Lewis. I don't like it now. These home improvement shows are so unrealistic. I mean, there's no way a married couple could remodel a whole kitchen without either one of them saying the F word. Am I right? Everybody loves true crime until you get called for jury duty. If your friend invites you over to see their new chocolate lab, don't get your hopes up. They're probably just talking about a dog.
Got you with that one.
And the other day, speaking of dogs, my dog got all excited when the doorbell rang. He changed his tune when he found out it was doggy nail clippers from Amazon. It's for you. You know the best part of starting a new job? All four of your grandparents are alive again.
Oh, wow.
What? It's like four floating holidays. But you only get to use them once.
It's pretty dark.
I mean, I guess you could have one of your grandmas get remarried, but that feels kind of creepy. You know you do it.
So they're actually gone, but you're saying they're alive. So you got a new job.
It's like my excuse, man. I got four like built-in holidays.
I got you.
They don't know.
Shh.
The best way to remember what you need from the grocery store is to like be halfway home from the grocery store.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Bruce Willis movies, most people would have no idea what the inside of a ventilation shaft looks like. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you're going the wrong way again.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, we'll probably never know who the happiest person in the world is because they'll never feel the need to let everybody know about it on Facebook. And the only thing I don't like about Friday is when you realize it's only Wednesday. Like that. Okay, one more because I got to take a nap. All right, the pro tip for all the graduates headed to college this fall. Getting real drunk is a lot more fun than being real drunk. Kids, look it out for you. That's all for now, okay? Like, y'all keep rocking. I'll keep thinking. Later, dudes.
Deep Thoughts is brought to you by Hargrave's Meated Pot Products. Because it's 420 somewhere.
I'm telling you, you're not supposed to drink that stuff.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
You come to me today because you know no Sicilian can refuse a request on the day of his daughter's wedding. I shall grant your request. Someday, I may ask a favor of you. Maybe a haircut. Maybe I'll ask you to lay down your life for me. Maybe I'll just ask you to listen to John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. Would you rather wake up with a horse's head or these two horses' asses?
It's a Big Show on the radio. I got diet plans, diet plans. Man, remember Nutrisystem hired me back in the day. And
yeah, those idiots.
Kicked me to the curb for Marie Osmond, didn't it?
Yeah.
I was on TV and everything, running through a field,
wearing vertical stripes.
They did everything to keep you on that program. Do you not remember you'd go to get a takeout somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
People were trying to narc on you right there.
Right. We would have contests. Yeah, if you can catch me eating, you turn me in for prizes. Yeah,
that's how big a problem it was.
Right.
Remember that? It was like a couple racks of ribs that time I was leaving. Yeah. John Boy got ribs. Mm-hmm. Ribs. And I said, for my wife.
Yeah. Yeah. You got real defensive during that period.
Well, anyway, yeah, we did have some fun with it. Like when our old buddy from Atlanta, Pat Godwin, was in the studio and had this song.
I went to Nutrisystems. I was thinking about losing weight. Stepped on the scale and I got a measuring tape. They said, wait a minute, mister, there's only so much we can do. I think liposuction may be the only thing for you. Suck the fat off my fanny. Suck the cellulite. Suck the fat off my fanny. Gonna need a little help here. I said a little help. You sucked the weight right off me.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine. Hosted by me, Danielle Robey.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, got the Big Show on the radio, and we got the easiest way for you to get in the winner's circle. You take C, get a hat, T-shirt, tumbler, and a $25 gas card. That'll fill that motorcycle up. It's from Law Tigers, and ride now where you can win the trip of a lifetime to the 83rd Annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, Stylin' and Sturgis. Go to BigShow.com, click the Law Tigers banner, get all details. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. Right now, every Thursday at this time, we are luckily enough, privileged enough, if I could use the right words, I'll quit trying. Doug Rice from the Performance Racing Network at our hometown track at Charlotte Motor Speedway joins us. Good morning, Doug.
I feel lucky and privileged all in one. How's that?
Attaboy. All right, Doug, well, let's talk about the Worldwide Technology Raceway in St. Louis. At number 8, car 1. How many wins is that for Kyle Busch now this year, Doug? That's
3 wins this year for Kyle Busch since he is back with Richard Childress Racing in his Chevrolet, 63rd career victory. And I think maybe the most remarkable thing is not that he has won 3 races, is that he got out of the car, he took his classic Kyle Busch bow, and got cheers. No big ocean of boos. They love them some Kyle Busch now.
Man, I noticed that his first victory, Doug, we talked about that way back at the Auto Club in California. They did not boo Kyle. I think getting in that eight for Richard Childress kind of helped him out a little bit, huh?
It's everything. He's in one of the legacy cars of NASCAR. He is racing for Richard Childress. He gets a little of the space dust from Earnhardt's legacy. He's in a Chevrolet, and for him, that just means everything. And he's doing really well this year. So it's a different day for Kyle Busch right now in the NASCAR world.
It is. And look, according to my records, what Randy helps me keep on this side, Doug, that is the first driver that won from the pole this year. That's Kyle.
Yeah, it doesn't mean as much as it used to. So I appreciate Randy chipping in there and being the backstop for you on the numerology. That's awesome.
That's it.
Way to go, Randy.
No problem.
Well, let's talk about the fines and the suspensions and stuff that we got going on in our sport. Doug, tell us about Chase Briscoe.
Well, Chase Briscoe got popped last week for a counterfeit part in the car. They actually manufactured this part, put it in there. It had to do with the air ducting system, and it was something they made in the shop. They even put the fake numbers on it like they bought it from a single source supplier.
Wow.
And NASCAR right now says every part in that car comes from the same provider to every team. And in theory, that keeps somebody from getting an edge. Well, if you go out and make your own, that's a big no-no. He got what is called a L3, a level 3 penalty, which I think they took away 225 points or 125 points. They fined him $250,000, and they suspended his crew chief for 6 weeks. What they've effectively done is they've basically removed Chase Briscoe from any chance of winning the championship. Even if he goes out and wins a race or two between now and the cutoff, he might make the playoffs, but he's going to go in with such a deficit on playoff points, he won't get out of the first round. So this is a killer penalty for that team. And NASCAR's been adamant about this from the get-go.
Yeah.
You cannot toy around with these cars.
And it's not like it's a mistake. Oh, sorry, I put the wrong one.
No.
They went out of their way like that. You know, that got to take
them off. This was deliberate, and NASCAR didn't like that. The Chase Elliott penalty the week before was for conduct on the racetrack. He got suspended for a week. He'll be back in a car at Sonoma, which he's very good on the road course, by the way. This is maybe where Chase could pick up a win. But missing that other week, he's practically going to have to win now if he wants to get to the playoffs. It took away an opportunity for him. Eric Jones in the 43 car, they got a penalty for an unapproved part, not quite as much as some of these other teams. But NASCAR is not playing right now when it comes to penalties on these race cars. They are deadly serious about this. Don't bring something there that you're not supposed to.
That would be interesting for some, like, mechanics to know how they caught this part on Chase Briscoe. They got some minds. They got some good people. If they went to all that trouble, even the numbers on it, and it's just, you know, they made it look exactly like it.
Yeah.
So much as we
I don't know how they knew, but if in most cases, somebody rats. Somebody on another team, says, hey, go look at this car. They're doing X.
Oh.
And forever and a day, that has been the number one way people get caught. I'm not saying that happened this time, but traditionally, that's the way a lot of these things get discovered.
You are on fleek right there, Doug. That is right, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, somebody sees something. And nothing gets lost on these guys in the garage here. They walk by and they're constantly looking at the competition, and they're that smart that they can tell. And if they suspect something, they go tell NASCAR. NASCAR pulls your car out, goes to the Research and Development Center, and once it's in there, you don't get it back until it's pretty much disassembled and put back together. Yeah. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy is going to be representing NASCAR at Le Mans in the 24 Hours of Le Mans this week, and he is in a Chevrolet car that's being produced by Team Hendrick. The other teams have all the access to the data, so they don't get an unfair advantage. But he's going to be in maybe the most prestigious 24-hour race on the planet, and he will be over there with Mike Rockenfeller and Jensen Button, a Formula One fame, and taken to the streets of Le Mans. So look forward to seeing what Jimmy Johnson can do along with a couple of other drivers in the stock car.
Awesome.
I just made that up.
Really?
Sorry. That's pretty much the extent of my friend.
Well, thanks for letting us know about that, man. That's good. We'll watch it. And all right, Sonoma Raceway road course out in California this weekend. Who you looking at, Doug?
Daniel Suarez won this last year, and he's been down this season. He's not performed at the level. I'm looking at both of the Trackhouse cars. Daniel Suarez and Ross Chastain, who has disappeared the last three races. You know, all year long we talked about Ross crashing with people. I don't know if he has been hamstrung, neutered, pulled back or whatever, but I want my watermelon man back. So I'd like to see Ross Chastain and Daniel Suarez be a part of the mix this weekend.
All right, good deal. Well, Doug, you have a great weekend, buddy. We'll catch up with you again next week.
Will do. Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks
so
much.
All right. Thank you so much. You can follow Doug on Twitter at RiceMan61.
Johnny, if I may.
Yes.
Did you actually use the phrase on fleek a minute ago?
I think I did.
I heard it.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was just me. Yeah.
Are you jelly of my new youth language?
No. Yikes. No. It's just you're about 10 years late with that one.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. That came out about the same time as what's up?
Well, look how long it took him to go see E.T. in the theater.
Well, that's true.
Right. All right, dear. Well, let's play this current events quiz. Bentley, what are we dealing with?
The world's oldest spider is dead, and we know he was the world's oldest because he had some paperwork on file.
All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line across America. Take C and win. We play next. It's a Big Show on the radio. We are rolling through you Thursday morning in our video of the day. How about a big bowl of nope?
Nope.
You know, I don't think shrimp are supposed to act like that before you eat them. Over there, that'll shake them to death. That's crazy. Check it out. See if you'd like it. At TheBigShow.com. Right now, we ready, girl?
Ready? Okay. Come your head.
Let's say hey to Roy from Lumberton, North Carolina. Good morning, Roy.
Hello.
Hello. All right, Roy, welcome, buddy. You ready to win?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. Go, Bentley.
Well, sad news from Australia. The world's oldest spider is dead. The trapdoor spider, whose name was Number 16, was part of a long-term insect study in the wheat belt of Western Australia. Animal expert Leandra Mason says Number 16 joined the study when it started, and that was over 40 years ago.
Wow. Wow.
Trapdoor spiders have a normal lifespan somewhere around 5 to 20 years, but Number 16 lived to the ripe old age of 43.
Wow.
And even that could be called an untimely death because Ms. Mason says the eight-legged wonder died after being stung by a wasp.
Oh. Mm.
It was a hit of some kind. The news was featured on an Australian TV show called A, Oz Outdoors, B, Wonders Down Under, or C, Leandra Mason Really Wants a Husband.
What you got, Roy?
I'm going to have to take C on that one.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, you got to understand it.
That's what you kind of hear it in his voice. I don't know why, but they said take C.
I don't either, but I thought it was funny. I don't know. Roy, good work, buddy. You got the big old, what you got here? Let's see. I just said, oh, yeah, that Law, Tigers, and Ride Now prize pack. We'll get it over Lumberton to you.
I sure appreciate it.
All right, man, you're welcome. Hang on. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Well, comedian segment from Mary Ellen Hooper. Funny stuff on the other side. Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. It's a big show on the radio. Yeah, man, we'd like to go back and pull up some segments of the big show with some of our funny buddies and gals. Let's go back and remember when Mary Ellen Hooper in the big show studio with us. Roll that.
I flipped the car. Have you ever done that?
No.
Oh, well.
Well, race car, but not in passenger car.
Ooh, a race car.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mean to throw that in there.
I tried race cars.
His dial goes way down below football. I mean, it's serious. Yeah.
And,
you had flipped.
Oh, it's so scary. I didn't even know. I figured it out because I looked out and I saw sky ground. Ah. I don't remember taking this exit.
maybe that's another ovary function, just the no driving thing.
No.
Said John boy.
Hey. I mean, it's nothing new.
No, I know. When you flipped, it was because you knew what you were doing.
Yeah. That's right.
All right. What's with you? And
I killed two animals.
Well, you needed dinner.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, was anyone in, I guess if a race car, nobody's in the car with you.
No.
My boyfriend was in the car. He was sleeping when that happened. That'll teach him. He wakes up and I'm screaming. He's like, what, you want me to drive? I'm like, yeah, we're flipping. You take over. Because I'm sure I'm doing it wrong. Sure there's some guide trick I'm supposed to be doing. Turn into the flip. We're still heading for the tree.
This is a big show on the radio. Here we go, promise, with this exclusive big show tune.
I'm a girl, or at least that's what I think. And I face my detractors with defiance. They say I should probably see a shrink. But sometimes you can just ignore the science. My sponsors don't care about my sex. I'm so glad that we're mutually woke. They all write me big endorsement checks, and I cash them fast before they all go broke. When I get a brand new hairdo and I've borrowed my mommy's pearls, then I stuff my bra like Cher do. I pretend being a girl. As a boy, I am just a has-been, 'cause I won't give the chicks a whirl. I'm sorry, I'm not a lesbian. I pretend being a girl. I work on my seductive powers, I keep my figure nice and tight. But my dates never last even an hour. Boys run away when I order a Bud Light. That's not right. A whole year I've been a female, and I even sit down to pee. Though you say I will always be male, you'll just have to get used to a he. Who's a she? The media folks adore me as my rainbow flag unfurls. The attention doesn't bore me. I pretend being a girl. I go in for a Brazilian, and it makes all the ladies hurl. It hurts, but I make gazillions. I pretend being a girl. I play sports like wrestling and swimming, and you'll always find I win first place. I pose with all the other women with half an inch of stubble on my face. I'm a disgrace. I'm strictly a full-time female, and I hope that someday I'll be on the arm of a brave and free male who'll enjoy being a guy, dating a guy who's a girl like me.
It's a big show on your radio. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, I love all those fine, big, strong radio men. Walter Winchell, Cousin Brucey, Wolfman Jack, John Boy and Billy. Oh, John Boy and Billy. And only two white men ever make me more.
Woo!
I feel so vulnerable. Come on! You'll limp back. Well, you walk over, but you'll limp back. Come on!
It's a big show on the radio for you Thursday, June the 8th, 2023. Some interesting dates in history today. Miss any of the big show, be worthy to listen to our podcast, John Boy Billy's Late Risers Podcast. Available wherever you get your podcast. You make it real easy. Subscribe to us with a free iHeartRadio app. Another date in history. This date, 1969. Man, there's some good old TV shows. The Emmys were on this date back in 69. They were handed out to Don Adams for his role in Get Smart. Did y'all watch Get Smart?
Oh,
was that
for sure.
I'm guessing I didn't watch it because it was on that one channel we couldn't get.
Is that right?
Yeah, we could only get three channels.
So that was Mel, right?
Yeah, Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks,
yeah.
Mel Brooks deal. Yeah. Boy, that was fun. I loved Jaime the Robot. Mm-hmm. Age of 99. So Don Adams got an Emmy. Now, who is Barbara Bain for Mission Impossible?
That was she was not one of the original
Martin
team.
Landau's wife.
She was Martin Landau's wife.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Cinnamon.
Yeah, Cinnamon was her name.
The old Mission Impossible TV show. That was a good one.
You know what? It has held up. I bought the box set.
Oh, really?
You know, of DVDs. Yeah, and it still holds up.
Mm-hmm. You know, something that didn't really hold up. I was surprised. The Carol Burnett Show. Anyway, Harvey Korman got an Emmy for the Carol Burnett Show. Mm. I watched that recently, they would go on and on with a bit.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't
don't
matter.
Don't you hate that?
Isn't it Stein?
Yeah.
I saw this one episode.
They had an episode on YouTube. Would do that?
They had one on YouTube where they were doing this thing where they would read these bloopers from church bulletins and just beat it to death.
Just not knowing to give up. That's something. And then Rowan and Martin for Laugh-In. They did get the Emmys. Laugh-In. That was a cutting edge comedy show back in the
cutting edge, sort of, but the jokes were old even back then.
I know, but that's another thing I hated about
the director of that show. One of my favorite quotes of all time from a TV person, he said, "We don't do the new ones, just the funny ones."
Yes. There you go,
and that came from Billy, head writer for the John Boy and Billy Show.
Good morning. Got the big show on the radio coming up. We play Wordy Word. Winner gets a Bull Snot prize pack. Truck drivers keep America moving, and Bull Snot makes sure they look good doing it. Look for Bull Snot at truck stops across America. Click on that banner when you go to thebigshow.com. Get all the info you need. Hang on. We'll play for it in minutes. Right now, it's time for Tater Tainment News. And here's our girl, Marcy Tater Moran.
Good
going to go over the quick box office report for you. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse swung into first at the box office this weekend with a better-than-expected $120 million.
It's strong. A cartoon deal, too, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, animated.
Yep.
Animated. Mm-hmm.
It's the second biggest opening weekend of the year, behind only the Super Mario Brothers, which had $146 million.
Well, how about that?
Last weekend's top movie, The Little Mermaid, fell to second place. It's a 58% drop to second place. Wow. The Boogeyman, based on Stephen King's short story, opened up in third. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, still hanging in there, fourth place. And Fast X or Fast 10 came in fifth place.
So Little Mermaid, that is like a live-action deal that used to be a cartoon, right?
Yeah. Which, you know, Disney has been doing that with their classic movies for years, but the new one, it's like there's something about that that's off-putting. The fish that look like a real fish instead of cartoon fish, it's just kind of weird to me.
But it's Halle Berry, but she's... Right, she's
it's not
captured.
Halle Berry.
No.
Right.
Halle Berry.
No.
Halle Berry is the mermaid.
No, you idiot.
No.
No. No? Who is she?
We'd be way more excited if it was Halle Berry.
Oh, yeah. Halle Bailey.
Harry Bailey.
Okay.
Not Harry Bailey.
And this would be a good time to mention the name of that new eye doctor you've been going to.
Anyway.
Did I mess up the big point you were building to?
No,
oh, definitely.
No, I was just being me on that and asking questions. I didn't. I'll go back to the script.
So people, it looks like they gave it a chance, and for some reason, because I heard like the script, the deal was just.
Well, we all know
good.
The story. I mean, so that, you know, they can't deviate from
it. Well, that in my life.
She wants to. She's like, you know, like Pinocchio. She wants to be a real girl.
Oh, okay.
She instead wants, of a mer girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
A mer girl.
And then when she gets what she wants, like any woman, she figures out that's not what she really wants.
Well, she had to give up her voice.
Well.
To get legs.
Wait
so.
A I thought she gave it up to be Halle Berry.
No, only she voice. Gave up. She became a cat.
Let's drop it and going away. So it just can't happen fast.
Well, now
enough.
Wait a minute. Now this is the most interesting this segment has been in a while. Let's get to the bottom of a few things.
So for you Sex and the City fans, anyone?
Yeah.
Anyone?
No.
Oh. Well, you know they've
no, we're men.
They're starting their second season of their spinoff show, and just like that. They used to have Sex in the City. And the big controversy has been Kim Cattrall, who plays Samantha Jones.
Right.
And all the Sex in the City thing, has been feuding with Sarah Jessica Parker for like over 10 years. Like
over
since the
10 years.
Yeah, since the last movie, they did the last movie. They haven't spoken.
Oh.
So they leaked it out that Kim will be in the season finale of this. But she had a lot of stipulations. So she's on the phone in the scene talking to Carrie, which is Sarah Jessica's character. Wow. And she didn't want any of the ladies on the set, didn't want the showrunner on the set who's friends with Sarah Jessica Parker. Wow. Nobody who is, you know, doesn't have Sarah Jessica Parker on the hate list could be around her when she did her scene.
Man.
And so when she's talking on the phone, she's not even talking to an actress.
Well,
she's
besides
just doing
sex,
her
them women hold a grudge, won't they?
Oh, please.
That's too bad there was already a movie called The Grudge.
And the New York Post reported that Kim, of course, got a lot of money to do that quick scene because she's been fighting it all this time. All right, dads in the news, celebrity dads, Jonah Hill. Became a father.
All right. Your old buddy, Jonah.
Jonah, who thought I was a very nice person.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
I said you seem like a nice person.
Yeah.
Well, that's just, I know what he meant. Yeah. He may have just used that word.
He thought she was Halle Berry.
He was stunned. He's been dating his girlfriend for 10 months. Now they have a little baby.
In a row.
And another of our, all right, Al Pacino.
Right.
His ex-girlfriend is expecting his fourth child.
How old is Al now?
83.
How about that?
The mother-to-be is 29.
Wow.
TMZ reports that Pacino already, you know, has three kids. He has a 33-year-old daughter and 22-year-old twins. Doesn't say if they're boys or girls.
You're going to have to do all the work. I got a bad hip.
So Al Pacino's friends think that she's gold digging because the pregnancy surprised Pacino. And he demanded a paternity DNA test.
Ooh.
And sources revealed that he didn't want to have more kids. They have no relationship, he and the mother of the child. And it's a mess with the lawyers.
So it's a storybook romance.
Yeah,
huh?
It's, like, it's love. It's going to be great to explain to the child how they came together. So Showbiz 411 says that the lawyers have really been working on this for months of how they're going to cope.
She got me drunk.
It's going to be very complicated because they're going to have to stock two different sizes of diapers.
Oh, man. That's too close. It's too close.
Be careful out there.
And Mark Zuckerberg. What does a billionaire do with his time? Well, he gets into jiu-jitsu matches. So, and he doesn't do very well. The New York Times reported that he fought a Uber tech guy. And the Uber guy put Mark Zuckerberg to sleep during the tournament.
Well, yeah.
With a stranglehold.
Had more experience on the mean streets, the Uber guy or Mark Zuckerberg?
I bet they lined it up to kick his butt.
Yeah. He is, I mean, he is just a weird looking dude.
Oh, yeah.
If somebody told me, you know what, he's the devil, I'd go, yeah, I believe it. Yeah, it looks like him.
Acts like him at times.
Zuckerberg's coach swore to the New York Times that the referee prematurely called an end to the fight, saying that no point during the competition did he did Zuckerberg
Randy
pass
Savage
out.
Randy Savage used to do that too. Randy Savage,
yeah,
would fake a pass out.
Yeah,
okay. Well, the ref came back and said, you know, we're taught that snoring sounds is a sign of a fighter unconscious from a chokehold.
Stop the fight. Yeah.
So it was in his best interest.
Well, I'd like to see some tape of that.
Oh, I'm sure. It's available.
Good deal, Tato. Thank you very much for that report. All right. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play Wordy Word. Here we go, y'all. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. We'll get a couple contestants and play next. Good Thursday morning, June 8th. Big Show's on the radio. And our video of the day brought to you by Nichols Store in Rock Hill, South Carolina, your summertime outdoor headquarters. Oh, think you had to catch some fish. Yeah, that's daring, right? How about a big bowl of nope? No, I think I'll pass on the live shrimp. You got to shake to death. I'll have me one of them hot dogs at Nichols Store. How about that, man? Check it out. Make your visit to thebigshow.com. Well, we're getting registered for my wonderful thing giveaway number 69, frame photo of John Boy and Billy with Hermie and Elliot Sadler and Lee Greenwood. Fresh from my wall of fame at our old studio location, frame included. And right now, let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
They play the wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Kevin from Sanford, Florida. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How are you doing, man?
We all good, buddy. Welcome. And we got Jake down Grand Saline, Texas. Good morning, Jake.
Hey, morning, John Boy and Billy. How y'all doing?
Hey, good, man, we are good. Well, welcome, boys. So, Jake, meet Kevin. Kevin, meet Jake. Florida versus Texas.
Say hey. How you doing, man?
All right, good. So, here we go, Jake. You're on Team Tater and Randy. Kevin on the John Boy and Billy side. And me and you will go for the first 30 seconds, Kevin. All right, Jake, you relax. Hopefully, me and Kevin are going to show you how to do it. All right. Are you ready, Kevin?
Yes, sir.
All right. Kevin, are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on my cell phone.
Okay.
Yes.
You are. So, yes. Yeah, well, you might want to take it off speaker because sometimes we... I've been known to blurt out things. No, it's not blurt. I do that otherwise.
Yeah, you basically do that all the time.
Actually happens is on remote devices, Bluetooth speakers, is the ticking of the clock.
Okay.
How's this problem?
You know, I find if you take the label off the generic vegetables, you can't tell the difference.
Anyway, don't do that, Earl.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Kevin, are you ready? Oh, yeah, this is much better.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Right. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's causing that, Randy?
Nothing. He had a cellular blip.
Oh, okay. Oh, just
obviously,
a blip.
You don't want real answers.
What happened? I just want him quick. Okay. I can move on.
Nothing.
We're blurting and we're blotting. Got I don't it. Know what mm-hmm. All right, here we go, then. All right, Kevin, here we go. Me and you start the clock now. The first day of April is April.
Fool's Day.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right, this is the king of the jungle. He is a roaring...
tiger.
No, another one. What?
Tarzan.
No, another one. He's a big cat with a fur
lion.
Around yeah, his head. Yeah, that's it. Okay. All right, this is you at the hotel. I want to see the guy in charge. I want to see the...
Concierge,
the guy. Desk clerk. No, the
manager.
Head, yes. Yeah,
there you go.
All right, let's go back on speakerphone.
Yeah, that probably
worked. I'd have something to blame it on.
I would say there were a few blurts in there.
Yeah, there was. Mm-hmm. Three on the board. Good work on your end, Kevin. Now let's see what happens with Jake and Tater for their round one. Are you ready, Jake?
Yes, sir.
All right. You got and it. Go.
This is the kind of motor on a boat. It's not. It's not in. It's the opposite.
Outboard.
Yes.
Outboard.
All right. This is where you keep it. You put your. You put the hay in this on a farm. You put it in this building. Red.
Barn.
Yep. You're one of the. Okay. If you're in a bad mood, they may say you're this, which is also
grumpy.
Yes. Yeah. You go here and stay overnight when you're sick. You go in this big building and stay overnight, or maybe a week.
Hospital.
Yes, sir.
Yep, there you go.
All right.
Well, you did put a four on the board and take the lead by one.
Poor Jake. I made him work on that one. Sorry, man.
Four to three. All right, Kevin, you are up with Billy. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
And go.
If your temperature is 98.6, that's considered what?
Fever.
No.
Fever.
It's the temperature we expect.
High.
So it's not unusual. It's completely what?
Normal.
There you go. You walk the blank when mess up with the pirates. They make you walk the
blank.
Yep.
Blank,
there you go.
Yeah.
All right. This falls out of the sky. Water that falls out of a cloud. It's
rain.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's see. The dentist fills one of these in your tooth.
Fillings.
A hole in your tooth.
Cabin.
Yep. There you go.
Attaboy. All right. You put a four on that three. A total of seven for Kevin.
If your dentist is filling your fillings, you're getting robbed.
Well, Jake and Randy, three will tie, four will win.
We got it, Jake.
You ready, Jake?
Hey, let's do it.
For him.
Okay, and go.
So when you turn the key in your car, that's starting the car. Yeah, there you go. Okay, this is a exercise where you run.
Sprint.
No, it's real popular for a while, and I'm going out for a quick
jog.
There you go. This is a form of martial arts.
Karate, Taekwondo.
Right. Tied up!
All right, if you're crazy, they put one of these things on you so you can't move your arms.
Straight jacket.
That is
the win! Straight jacket for the win! How about that?
We are killing it this weekend, Tate.
Doggone it, Kevin down Sanford. You can play again anytime, buddy. We came up a little short, but good job, man.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Kevin. Appreciate you listening and playing. Jake, look at you down there in Texas winning on Wordy Word. $120 of bull snot cleaning products headed down your way.
Hey, thanks, John. Boy, do you mind if I give a shout out real quick?
You go ahead, buddy.
Hey, I just want to give a shout out to my dad. He did Wordy Word a few months back with Randy and Tater. I want to give a shout out to him saying that I beat him. So, a shout out to my beautiful wife, Casey, my kids, Jacob and Audrey, and the most awesome company I work for besides the big show is People's Communications in Quitman, Texas. Shout out to you guys. Thanks.
Man, awesome. Jake, appreciate you and yours listening to the big show. Good morning. Got the big show on the radio. We got our classic bit request for this Thursday morning from Blake Pryor from Pelham, North Carolina. Blake says, more Junior Nation Band songs. The Danica Patrick one especially. All right, Blake, we'll get you next. Thursday morning. It is a big show on the radio. Classic beer requests every morning about this time. Hit us up on the John Boy and Billy Facebook page. TheBigShow.com. Shoot us a line. This morning, Blake Pryor from Pelham, North Carolina, likes Hoyt and the Junior Nation Band, especially the Danica Patrick song. We ain't had that in a while. It's all Danica on the TV over Memorial Day weekend. She's holding up pretty good. All right, Blake, here we go.
1, 2, 3, 5. Well, she looks about 17. You know what I mean. She's a racing gal. They say that she'll go far. Here comes old Danica Patrick. Whoa, in that green GoDaddy car. Her TV ads are a tease and a tad Lebanese. And in the media, she's hotter than a fart. Old brown-headed Danica Patrick. Oh, in that green GoDaddy car. Won't be long at all till she's in the wall. Then she'll park it till next week. Well, she's plumb full of pride. She's a queen of nationwide, and there ain't no doubt she's racing's biggest star. Old brown-headed Danica Patrick. Oh, in that green GoDaddy car. All right, boys, drop the rag. Let's go. Do what? No, no. I didn't mean that last thing. I didn't say it the way it sounded. Just cause. See, this is the problem with this gal. They say we're supposed to treat her just like everybody else because that's what she wants. And then you say what people think is the wrong thing and they flip out. I never miss Jimmy Spencer so much in my life. You could say anything about him.
Won't be long at all till she's in the wall. Then they'll ask her how she feels. She's fast in the curves, but she kinda gets on my nerves. Cause to tell the truth, she's just okay so far. Old brown-headed Danica Patrick. Oh, in that green GoDaddy car. Well, in that green GoDaddy car. Yeah, she's in that green GoDaddy car. Except when she's not.
Morning, it's a big show on the radio. If I sneak these brand new church bloopers.
Oh, really?
I don't remember. Maybe a couple of these I remember, but I've got 10 that are new to me. So,
y'all, this is only going to get worse as he gets older.
Actual church bloopers lifted from church newsletters across America.
Oh, boy.
All right. Barbara C. remains in the hospital and needs blood donors for more transfusions. She is also having trouble sleeping and requests tapes of Pastor Jack's sermons. Thank you, Jackie. The missionary from Africa speaking at Calvary Memorial Church in Racine. Name Bertha Belch. Announcement. Come tonight and hear Bertha Belch all the way from Africa.
Okay. That was
fun. That's good. That's all right.
Yeah, stop. Stop there.
No. Don't worry. I mean, no, start over. Don't let worry kill you off. Let the church help.
Okay,
Irving Benson and Jesse Carter were married on October 24th in the church. So ends a friendship that began in their school days. The ladies of the church have cast off clothing of every kind, and they may be seen in the church basement Friday. That one sounded kind of familiar. At the evening service tonight, the sermon topic will be, "What is hell?" Come early and listen to our choir practice.
That was in the list.
8 new choir robes are currently needed due to the addition of several new members and to the deterioration of several others. Please join us as we show our support for Amy and Alan in preparing for the girth of their first child. Attend, and you will hear an excellent speaker and heave a healthy lunch. All right. One more brand new church blooper.
Okay, all right.
Potluck supper Sunday at 5 p.m., prayer and medication to follow. There it is. Thank you very much. Yeah. We'll be here all week. All right, man. Let's get it, buddy.
Bitbox is here. All your favorites from 4 decades of the Big Show. 99 cents each. 15 for $9.99. Buy them once. Play them anywhere. Shop the Bitbox online at thebigshow.com. Big Show Warehouse is chock full of JB&B goodies, t-shirts, hats, and more. Order some right now. Call 800-471-STUFF. What's new with John Boy and Billy Rolling Sauce and Carl the Cook? Find out at bbqcountry.com. Online services by animink.com.
All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your Thursday. We'll be back celebrating Friday all morning long. That's tomorrow. Love you, mean it.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine. Hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.